Test your smoke alarms regularly, remove obvious dangers, and have an escape route planned. Visit firesafetyweek.ie for more fire safety tips. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
After last week's great win in the All-Ireland series, Donegal have home advantage in the preliminary quarter-final this Saturday evening against neighbouring rivals Tyrone. Another victory and Donegal will be heading for Croke Park in the last eight, while defeat would mean the end of their championship. Join the Highland team for full live match commentary this Saturday from 6:45. Live coverage of Donegal in this year's Senior Football Championship is brought to you by Highland Motors in Letterkenny. Travel in style and comfort class in the Citroën C5 Aircross. Available for immediate delivery in diesel, petrol and hybrid.
Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Finance Minister says it's important effective concrete block homeowners are treated as potentially vulnerable mortgage customers and dealt with accordingly. The manager of Donegal Domestic Violence Services says while steps are being made in the right direction, there needs to be an inter-agency approach. A meeting between the Media Minister and the Chair of the Board of RTE has been moved up to tomorrow. Three people have been taken to Letterkenny University Hospital following a road traffic collision, and there's been a fall in the number of properties with HAP tenants in most areas of Donegal. These in full, plus more to come. Oisin Kelly will be live with the latest in sport, and Colm Ferret will be bringing us the latest in Unnooked. First up in news, the Finance Minister says it's important defective concrete block homeowners are treated as potentially vulnerable mortgage customers and dealt with accordingly. Minister Michael McGrath met this week with the Banking and Insurance Redress Focus Group. He was responding to Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty, who called for bespoke arrangements in recognising the unique circumstances of affected homeowners to be put in place by banks. Despite the implementation deadline for the defective concrete blocks grant scheme regulation being missed again, Minister McGrath says they're close to finalisation. He has pledged to continue to work on finding a resolution for affected mortgage holders.
I welcome your engagement in this, but, and I am going to say this with respect, it is an example of how a scheme is devised from government without understanding how it flows through, because now we have a situation where people have to find bridge and finance of 70 and more thousand euro to fund their rebuild of their home, where the mortgage terms and conditions, which are legally binding, says that if you demolish your home, you need the permission of the bank. And for the bank to give you permission, the bank needs assurances that it can be rebuilt in full, and questions about where you get the rest of the money flows. So what we need here is a government and the banking industry coming up with a unified scheme. There's no point publishing a scheme that doesn't work in reality. And that's why I would urge you to talk to your government colleague in relation to the new scheme to make sure that the issues that are being experienced by homeowners at this point in time are actually addressed.
In the round, I think the starting point here should be an acknowledgement by everybody that all of these mortgage holders, these homeowners, are potentially vulnerable clients and need to be treated accordingly, because you know, they were at pains to emphasise to me, as I know they've done to you many times as a constituency TD, just the anxiety, the stress, the anguish that they are having to live with every day. So if I can help in any way, as I've said before, to make the process more palatable and more accessible for them, I'll certainly do that. So I'll take an ongoing interest in this, and I'll work with you and your colleagues and the Homeowners Action Group to try and deal with these mortgage issues as best I can.
The manager of Domestic Violence Donegal Services says while steps are being made in the right direction, there needs to be an inter-agency approach. From January, the Department of Justice will oversee domestic violence with a dedicated unit to be established. Dr. Marie Hainsworth told today's 9 till noon show that there are many elements that need to be looked at as a whole.
Now domestic and sexual gender-based violence has moved from family and children, which I think probably contributed to the problem in terms of keeping it isolated and very regionalised, and has now come under, so we will be moving under the Department of Justice in January, and there is supposed to be a dedicated unit being developed at the moment, just focusing on this issue and feeding directly into the minister. So that's definitely a step in the right direction. The problem is domestic violence tends to cut across a number of areas. You know, it is family, it is justice, it's also housing and environment. And there has never been a successful forum that has brought all of those departments together to say, this is the role you need to play. You know, housing needs to support it. You know, mental health services need to contribute in this way. Children and family need to do this. That piece is the difficult bit. You know, with gangland violence, it tends to fall under policing and it tends to be a bit easier to manage in that sense. But where you've got interagency departments working, I think that's where a lot of it falls apart. So it'll be interesting to see how Minister McAtee's approach to it continues. You know, she has the unit. It's under her wing. She is the lead agency now. It's the first time justice have really been in control of it. So we'll see what difference they make to it.
Meanwhile, the Justice Minister has been called on to increase maximum fine and prison sentences for breaches of domestic abuse barring orders. It's after figures found around half of prison sentences handed down for breaches in 2021 were suspended. The number of breaches reported to Gardaí also rose from just over 3,000 in 2018 to around 4,600 3 years later. Deputy Fergus O'Dowd believes there needs to be a harsher punishment for those convicted.
343 were prison sentences were handed down to over 530 in 2021. The minister needs to do the issues that she's brought forward. That's zero tolerance, increasing fines and jail sentences.
The members of the National Union of Journalists working for RTE are calling for an independent investigation into governance issues at the broadcaster. An emergency meeting of its members concluded earlier today. It follows the revelations of yesterday that presenter Ryan Tuberty was paid €345,000 above his annual published salary over the several years. A meeting between the media minister and chair of the board of RTE has been moved up to tomorrow. Catherine Martin was due to meet Shunni Raleigh on Monday, but the meeting has been expedited to address concerns about the declared pay to the presenter. NUJ's Dublin Broadcasting Chair and RTE's education correspondent Emma O'Kelly says people feel completely betrayed.
People spoke about how devastated they were, how ashamed they were, how betrayed they felt. We had members whose voices were breaking with emotion. People, for example, who were connected with the Late Late Show in the past. There was an awful lot of emotion.
Meanwhile, Donegal Inti representative Mary T. Sweeney spoke on today's 9 till noon show. She believes that there needs to be an overhaul of RTE.
It needs to be deconstructed in its present format. The Micah March, it was a real effort to get them to give accurate figures. But yet, if it was a football match or something else, there's no problem. So it's a political entity and it needs to be depoliticised immediately.
Three people have been taken to Letterkenny University Hospital following a road traffic collision involving three cars. The collision occurred at around 12:30 this afternoon at the Knockbrack Junction in the Listillion area of Letterkenny. Gardaí and emergency services are currently attending the scene. Injuries sustained are believed to be non-life-threatening. Meanwhile, a road traffic collision has also occurred in the Victoria Bridge area of Strabane. Motorists are advised to avoid the Tivany Road while journeying. Diversions are in place at the moment. There's been a fall in the number of properties with HAP tenants in most areas of Donegal. According to the latest figures from CSO, there were 1,699 tenants in receipt of HAP at the end of last year. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
In Donegal, 6 out of the 7 local electoral areas saw a drop in the number of HAP tenants between 2021 and 2022. There were 182 tenants in receipt of the housing assistance payment in North Inishowen, down 1.6%. 229 in South Inishowen, which is a drop of 3.4%. There was a 0.7% decrease in Niffordstrand Order to 275 and down 2.9% in Letterkenny, which had the highest number of HAP tenants last year at 612. The largest drop in figures was in Donegal, down 9.5% to 201 and down 9.3% to 97 in Glenties. On the other hand, just one area in Donegal, Milford, had an increase in HAP properties from 2021 to 2022. It registered a 5.1% increase to 103. Nationally, just over 58,000 tenants were in receipt of the housing assistance payment, down 4.3%.
Repairs to a burst water main are ongoing in parts of West Donegal. Residents and businesses are advised that works may cause supply disruptions in the Mina Claddy, Derry Connor and Glashahoo areas. Works are scheduled to be complete by 6 p.m. this evening. Meanwhile, in South Donegal, similar works are taking place. Those affected areas include Corker Lane Acres, Cashel, Cashel Lacken and Ballyshannon. A traffic management plan will be in place for the duration of the works, which are scheduled to take place until around 11:55 p.m. tonight. A warning has been issued over yet another scam impersonating Gardaí. This time scammers are targeting people via email. Sean O'Regan reports.
Gardaí and Donegal say they're aware of a current email-based scam fraud where an individual receives correspondence claiming to be from An Garda Síochána. The scammers claim the recipient is being investigated in relation to suspected child pornography, paedophilia, cyber pornography, exhibitionism or some similar judicial claim. Gardaí say they do not and will never contact someone under investigation in this manner. People are reminded to not respond to any unsolicited email seeking personal, financial or security advice. Never click a link or attachment in an unsolicited email. If you believe the email and any requests for information is from a genuine source, you're advised to verify it independently of the email sender. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have inadvertently or otherwise engaged with this scam or a similar scam and subsequently been a victim of fraud to report it to them.
A man who co-founded the company that operated the Titan submersible says Chief Executive Stockton Rush was well aware of the risks of deep sea dives. Mr. Rush was one of five people who died when the craft imploded. The US Navy reportedly detected the sound of an implosion on Sunday. David Gallo, who knew the sub's pilot, says it was still worth doing the research, though.
We had to pursue things like the noises that we heard, the surface search. We wouldn't want to let something go and just count too much on what we thought happened when something else may have happened. Well, we knew we needed a miracle. We didn't get one this time, but we had to be sure.
The time is just approaching 12 minutes past five. We're going to take a short break and we'll be live with Oisin Kelly for the latest in sport. The time is coming up to 5:15. We're heading over to Oisin Kelly for the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with Gaelic Games. Donegal and Tyrone have named their squads for Saturday's clash in the All-Ireland Preliminary Round quarter-final in Ballybuffet, with both counties making one change to their starting lineups. That game, of course, will be live tomorrow evening here in Highland, and I'll be joined by Martin McHugh in the commentary box. Now, having missed the Monaghan one through injury, Jason McGee is named in the Donegal first 15, taking the place of Warren Doherty. That's the only change made by manager Aidan O'Rourke. Patrick McBurdy is once again among the Donegal substitutes, as is Paul Brennan. Tyrone's change comes in the full forward line, with Darren McCurry, who missed the drawn game with Westmeath, back in the fold for Aidan Clark. Highlands match analyst Brendan Kilcoyne believes that Donegal will have to improve on the Monaghan win if they are to progress, and he also feels that the two goalkeepers will play a key part tomorrow.
No, they need further improvement, Oisin. You know, they will. They're coming up against a better team, I think, in Tyrone, despite some recent results. And, you know, you look at Tyrone, who played Monaghan earlier on in the year, and Tyrone were relatively in control of that game and let it slip. So there are frailties in Tyrone. They're certainly not firing on all cylinders. But, you know, there are going to be some key battles. We're going to look at the two best exponents, probably, of goalkeepers in the game at the moment, in Niall Morgan and Sean Patton. Sean Patton is arguably the best kicker in the game. You know, his kickouts are just phenomenal. And, you know, by the same token, Niall Morgan is pretty good at that area of his game too, but he's probably better out the field and more comfortable out the field on the ball. And that's going to be a key battle, and it'll be just so interesting to see how both teams approach that tactically in relation to pushing up on each other's kickouts. And the likelihood is, you know, you're likely to see a lot of concession of kickouts pretty early in the game, and you're going to see very cagey early on, Oisin.
That's Brendan Kilcoyne, and there's more from Brendan if you want to listen back to the Score programme from last night. It's available now on our website, highlandradio.com. Club action for the weekend starts tonight. It's the second round of games in both the senior and the junior hurling championships. In senior, St Union's play McCool's, Cairn Donegal and Burt, Dunloe face Buncrana, and Éire Ballyshannon are up against Satanta. While the three games in junior is St Union's Satanta, McCool's versus Four Masters, and Letterkenny Gaels are off to Burt. In football, the SSE or Trusty League action returns after the short mid-season break this evening. Finn Harps take on Wexford FC in the First Division, looking to record a win that would lift them to sixth in the table. We'll have updates here in Highland from that game with Jeremy Doherty, as from the 8 o'clock kickoff. Harps have 3 out of their next 4 games at home, and they'll be looking to pick up the points. Here's former Harps captain Declan Boyle.
You know, and it all starts obviously at the weekend, and beating, can you go and beat Wexford, and then can you go down to Waterford and then get a result? Obviously, we were comfortably beaten before down in Waterford, so I don't expect that to happen again, hopefully. And obviously, if you can get something out of that game or keep it very close, then you've got 2 home games. That gives you a chance to put 2 back-to-back ones. And it is difficult away from home, but we've got to make sure that our home form is better than it has been so far this season. And if we can get 3 points, you know, those 2 games gives you an opportunity to get 6 points. And then that obviously pushes up the table a wee bit. And that's the important one. You need to be beating those teams around you that'll be pushing hard for the playoffs. And that obviously includes Bray Wanderers, and obviously Waterford will be there as well. But yeah, this is going to be difficult down to Waterford, but the 2 home games are definitely well achievable to get 3 points in both those games.
In the other First Division games, leaders Galway United host Longford Town, Waterford go to Cove Ramblers, it's Athlone Town up against Treaty, and Bray Wanderers face Kerry. Well, in the Premier Division, there's 3 derbies tonight. Champion Shamrock Rovers go to Bohemians. It's St Pants versus Shelburne, and Drogheda host Dundalk. Second place Derry City are back at home at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. Ahead of their game against Shamrock Rovers on Monday, they will host Cork City tonight. But in the other match this evening, Sligo Rovers are going to the capital to play bottom of the table UCD. Cross Channel, Burnley have confirmed the signing of Republic of Ireland defender Darragh O'Shea. The 24-year-old moves to Turf Moor from West Brom and has signed a 4-year contract. Managed by Vincent Kompany, Burnley won the championship title last season. In boxing, it's been a difficult day for Newton Stewart's Jude Gallagher at the European Games in Poland. Gallagher lost his opening round fight to 2014 Youth Olympic gold medal winner Javier Ibanez Diaz of Bulgaria. The Two Castles man was beaten on a split decision. And staying with boxing, Jason Quigley may be the underdog for Saturday's fight at Madison Square Garden against the highly fancied Edgar Berlanga, but the Quigley camp is confident of causing an upset and taking the win. After the disappointment of losing his world title shot to Demetrius Andrade, a victory in the NABO Super Middleweight title contest will catapult Jason back into contention on the world stage. Andy Lee, who will be in the Donegal man's corner this time around, says this is a massive opportunity for Jason to show the world how good he is.
He's proven his desire to me in the gym. I pushed him hard every day and he's never failed me once. And we've worked on the tactics, we've got the strategy, and I think now is the right time for Jason Quigley to finally fulfil his potential and show the world how good he is. To fight Jason at this stage of his development is a mistake. I think they're meeting at the wrong time. It's the perfect time for Jason, for me. And Edgar's a great fighter, will come good eventually, but I think Saturday night's probably just a step too far.
We will wait to see what happens with Jason Quigley tomorrow night in America. In golf, Rory McIlroy has moved to within a shot of the lead at the Travelers Championship in Connecticut. He's 10 under par overall and 8 under for the day through 15 holes. Eric Cole and Denny McCarthy share the lead on 11 under. Shane Lowry is teeing off from 6 under this evening, and Seamus Power is 2 under through 14 holes. Leona Maguire enters her second round at the Women's PGA Championship in New Jersey in a tie for 4th and 2 under. South African Leanne Pace leads at 6 under. Stephanie Meadows a bit off the pace at 2 over. And finally, in rugby, Ian Henderson has ended the speculation about his future by signing a new 2-year contract with the IRFU. The Ulster captain says he's delighted to extend his stay with his home province and added that there is more to come from him with Ireland. Henderson, who was part of the 2018 and 2023 Grand Slam winning squads, had been linked with a move to top 14 champions Toulouse in recent months, but he's now decided to stick with Ulster and the IRFU. Sinead Sport, Bimé Girash, Aris Gamara, Ega Dog Club. Donna Myra.
Gramel Gadashi Nuggets and Nish, and Nuked like Colin Ferreter.
Shea were Mahasa Colin Ferreter and Shalin the Prev Skelty. Renew play Sachana Dene, Elif Connor Nagiliga, Gunyan Hilyasu Aravilla Kartish, Harul, Ur, Gomeosha in a Harsh, Fua Espragu, Ilyadini, Dawar, and Changa, a Lorinshut. Fuin Art Ur, a Yanid Harsh, da Awar, Fua Kanchit, than Kedur Reeve. Bei Raktiakta nai Corona Fuaha ak Neil Cossage on Mergal Changaha. Ta Glor Nigel, Eglorig Dini le Dol Imon Ebra, Markuntori Changa, and Lecher Kennan, Nigel Skull Aunan, August Collis G. Ali, Bei An Kuntor Changa, Fragra as Savras Kancha, Dalti a will leave for to Aku Sachanga. Come on, look how you brush a curr foil. August has skim na kuntori changa, tivum with an geltukta a ractor, a glornigail, ejanta la run the geltukta, tell you allish egg glornigail bonkai e. August a tom coni geltukta agru eglinu, lean relecha cannon, lilena jerry shartinya and fihadu, goji and darna las feet the yeru fohert. Ingi door, Sagahola sig linre LC bonkai e. Stafalcha korta eg udras negeltuk ta riven ogra gobot an kolukt b jarafa, konave bonihe in g tech ingi door en geltuk eir huskert cheer connell, current an kolukt service technolia ta erfoy de clients ivorin Annalisha gno august current shed rechi erfoy de gnolakti. The Carlina Gomez Digita by Oskulch Offigul, na half ye ura, na colocta er and shartalas feet and vi shaw. Augusta Cranacher, more auractal, eg lorlan gidor and tsaru shaw, the lehori lor geliga, mar farched and skim, vliantul realty sauri. To dushina golior, la torture yule, orihe eg mehel planal changa and ear huskirch. Shin mahudse, eligulier, slanagus banagt.
And that was Colin Fairter. Moving back to news, a Scottish company has announced it is to open a new base in Donegal. Be Positive will open in GTEC Door on Tuesday. The IT services company offers flexible, scalable and cost-effective business analysis solutions to its customers and focusing on enabling companies to enhance their digital capabilities. Colin Quinn, company director, says being based in Donegal gives them access to a highly educated and talented workforce. The Taoiseach has questioned whether the UN will ever approve peacekeeping mission again. It comes as the Forum on International Policy in Galway discussed the triple lock rule, which requires UN approval for Ireland to station troops abroad. There were concerns that Russian veto in the UN Security Council means it can block off new peacekeeping missions from taking place, something the Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the government is aware of, having spent time dealing with Russians on the council.
We have concerns as to whether the UN will ever be in a position to sanction a peace mission again, or whether various peace missions will be vetoed. But I think, as was explained yesterday, which might not be widely known, we've been part of European-led peace missions, we've been part of NATO-led peace missions, which have saved lives and which have been very effective.
Moving now to the weather, staying mostly cloudy and humid tonight with patchy outbreaks of rain and drizzle easing overnight. Very mild with temperatures not falling below 15 to 17 degrees in moderate southerly winds. Warm and humid tomorrow, remaining dry with sunny spells in the morning. Cloud and scattered showers developing in the afternoon, some heavy and potential thunder as well. To conclude this evening's news, the Finance Minister says it's important defective concrete block homeowners are treated as potentially vulnerable mortgage customers and dealt with accordingly. The manager of the Donegal Domestic Violence Service says while steps are being made in the right direction to tackle domestic violence, there needs to be an interagency approach. A meeting between the Media Minister and Chair of the Board of RTE has been moved up to tomorrow, and there's been a fall in the number of properties with HAP tenants in most areas of Donegal. That's all for now. I'll be back again with news headlines at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Friday evening, June 23rd. The death has taken place of Astrida Griffin, ní Consina, Ballandrate Bunbeg, and formerly of Greer House Letterkenny and Latvia. Her remains will repose at Rorty's funeral home Derrybeg tomorrow from 3 o'clock until 8 p.m. Rosary is at 8 o'clock. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of William McGrenra, Willie, in Leamington Spa, England. Remains will be reposing at his sister Helen Doherty's residence, 9 The Woods, Buncrana, today from 7 o'clock. Funeral mass took place last Monday in Leamington Spa. Burial will be in Cockhill Graveyard at 2:15 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. The death has taken place of Margaret Ann McDermott, née Gibson, Ballyholy Raphoe. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St. Eunan's Church, Raphoe, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. House private, family and close friends welcome. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Terence McClintock funeral director. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. House private before the funeral tomorrow, please. The death has taken place of Sheila Porter, née Grant, 24 Stephen's Court, Ballymacgrorty, Derry. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m. for 12 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Holy Family Church, Ballymacgrorty, followed by interment in St Angus Cemetery, Burt, Donegal. The death has taken place of Phyllis Duffy, Rock Hill Letterkenny, reposing at her late residence until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St Eunan's Cathedral, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Conwall Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.